It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for the month of February, and we brought in strength pretty much across the board. Wheat and corn finishing with good gains because of strength on Friday. Soybean saw its losses trimmed for the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for February, and we brought gains pretty much across the board for the wheat market and for corn. A good surge on Friday helped to push the markets into positive territory. Corn was higher throughout the week. That continues to be the little engine that could, as it continues to post small gains pretty much in every session, and actually helping to close the week on higher ground. And again, up against some major resistance lines. Wheat doing the same thing, closing right up against some major resistance lines. Soybeans continue to be kind of the laggard, even though we did trim our losses on Friday with a good performance. We still continue to have pressure coming from Argentina and from Brazil, as weather forecasts were showing a little bit of an improvement. A little drier conditions for Brazil and a little wetter conditions for Argentina. Now, we did see good rains, and that now is starting to kind of alleviate some of the pressure in the South American production concerns. Now, we are still looking at some production concerns for the U.S. as very extreme cold temperatures are expected to continue to drop down into the southern plains, which has the wheat market a little bit on the gaining ground because of concerns about winter kill. By the time we wrapped it up, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing up anywhere from 6 to 11 cents, while Chicago was up 17 to 18, and we saw 17 cent gains in Kansas City. Corn finished up anywhere from 8 to 9 cents. Soybeans dropped anywhere from 13 to 14 cents. We did see soybean meal finishing about $5 to $5.50 lower. Bean oil finished up about 5 to 10 cents. And canola finishing higher anywhere from $10 to $6. As far as the cattle markets, it was a little bit of a struggle. Mixed performance. Live cattle slipped about $3 to $4 because of a lower cash trade. Feeder cattle, though, were up anywhere from $1 to $2, mainly because of tight supplies and concerns about supplies. Lean hogs finishing up a little bit for the week as well. In the outside markets, crude oil was down. It looks like about 20 cents. Gold, it was up $12. The dollar dropped almost a cent and a half, while the Dow Jones picked up over 300 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.